Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Hey, have you ever ridden on a roller coaster at a fair or amusement park? You know, the kind that makes some grown men and other riders throw up their hands in the air and scream like a girl. Truthfully, it seems that the economy and the stock market have had more twists and turns than riding Thunder Mountain at Disneyland in California. I'm using that frame of reference because on Friday after Thanksgiving, both our daughters rode that ride twice.
Yeah, boy. they have more guts than I do.
Yeah. There's one thing that, you know, those kind of rides will leave your stomach in knots for a moment. But there's one thing that will never leave your financial stomach in knots, and that's the Word of God.
Always and forever.
Every day, we make choices. All too often, Christians, as well as secular folks, make decisions based on what's going on around them. Never make a decision based on what's going on around you. Instead, make it on what's happening in you.
Hallelujah.
We need to remember God said he would never leave nor forsake us, and he is a covenant God.
Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 in the Classic Amplified says, "Be strong, courageous, and firm. Fear not, nor be in terror before them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." Two verses later, Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8 in the Classic Amplified says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will march with you. He will not fail you or let you go or forsake you. Let there be no cowardice or flinching, but fear not. Neither become broken in spirit, depressed, dismayed, and unnerved with alarm."
When the angel of Jehovah appeared to Gideon in Judges 6, Gideon was crouching in the dark confines of a wine press, threshing wheat in secret to protect it and himself from Midianite invaders. And this was not a new way to thrash grain. Gideon was cowering in fear during a rough economic time. But listen to how the angel of the Lord addresses Gideon. And think of why God made sure it was included in the scripture, but because it applies to you, to me, to each of us.
Judges 6, verses 12 through 14. In Judges 6, starting in verse 12, "The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior.' Then Gideon said to him, 'O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? The Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian.' The Lord looked at him and said, 'Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you?"
At first, Gideon complained about his circumstances by questioning the angel of the Lord. How could God really love Israel? How could God really care about me when there's so many in distress, danger, and poverty? Gideon did not know yet who he was speaking to. The angel spoke as Jehovah himself. And when Gideon finally realized he'd been discussing politics and religion with God face to face, he was rightfully terrified. In reading verse 14, something stirred in us, and we want to share it with you. It's a word for us. And the word is, "Go in this your strength."
The New Living Translation says it this way: "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?"
What he's saying here is that we got to take the first step. We got to get out of the boat. We have to make the initial effort. Once we begin moving, spiritual inertia takes place.
Judges 6, 22 through 24. In Judges 6, starting in 22, it says, "Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. The Lord said to him, 'Peace to you. Do not fear. you shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and named it, The Lord is Peace.
Where does God first reveal his name as the Lord is Peace, Jehovah Shalom? In the presence of a man who's desperately afraid. A man who is literally walled in by his circumstances. A man who is worried and discouraged and has no peace in his heart. When Gideon's eyes were at last opened to see that the Lord had taken a personal interest in his situation, that God was present with him in the midst of all the darkness and fear, he worshiped the Lord by a new name, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is Peace.
Hallelujah.
In the days to come, the Lord put Gideon in some less than peaceful situations. In some ways, Gideon would face more stresses and challenges than he'd ever faced in his young life. Learning this business of being a valiant warrior wasn't going to be easy. But no matter what happened from this point on, Gideon could look back to a moment in time when Jehovah Shalom said, "Peace to you, do not fear." And he knows, and he would know that it'd be all right to move forward. If you feel as if you're trying to thresh wheat in a wine press, surrounded by an enemy who's trying to steal every grain of peace and gladness out of your life, remember God is in the midst of your hurt and worry. He is the God of peace. True peace cannot be found in any place other than a right relationship with God.
And that is an amen and an amen.
We cannot base our peace on the circumstances and situations of life. But we must not let our peace be centered in relationships, a job, or financial security. They're all vulnerable in this world. There are people who work for the automotive industry for years, only to find that the things, the secure job and future they thought they had, are gone like the wind. There are devastated believers who were caught unaware by the infidelity, and abandonment of a spouse. There is one constant, one place of perfect peace in every twist and turn. Today, this is your opportunity to discover that God is your Jehovah Shalom.
Amen. As Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he himself is our peace. Think of that now. It's in Ephesians 2:14. Once we really understand this and worship God as Jehovah Shalom, we can have peace no matter what storm sweeps over the horizon. Jesus told his disciples this very thing in the last few hours before he went to the cross. These men were in terrible turmoil, and things were about to get much worse. Here are the promises Jesus gave them, and they are just as real for us today.
Amen.
John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In other words, stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. And then John, go ahead, honey.
That scripture says, stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. See, that means it's a choice.
Okay, right.
We can choose to be agitated, disturbed, fearful, intimidated, cowardly, and unsettled. It's a choice we make. And God's right there with us.
That's right.
So that we can make the right decision.
That's right. To settle us down if we turn to him and not the world situation. And again, John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me, now listen, that says in me, you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. This is the Classic Amplified. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When trouble rears its head and fear tries to move in and encamp in your heart and mind, where do you run to find peace? Do your thoughts turn to another person, or maybe to your job or to your investments? They're all things that can change in a moment. Rather than accept some counterfeit brand of peace, go to Him whose promise will calm your soul. He is your source, your Jehovah Shalom. We suggest you take comfort and even memorize the words of Psalm 34, verses 6 through 10. Put your name in it too. Psalm 34, verses 6 through 10 in the New Living Translation. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His godly people. For those who fear Him will have all they need, and those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. I want to add in one other thing. Last night in Sunday Night Live, we talked about ways in which you could look for opportunities and be able to go out without fear.
That's right.
And find what it is that God wants you. I encourage you to listen to it. You didn't get a chance.
Amen. Honey, in that passage, and that's a powerful passage of scripture you just read, there are 10 powerful thoughts in those verses.
Amen.
It says, in my desperation, 1, I prayed, 2, the Lord listened, 3, He saved me from all my troubles, 4, for the angel of the Lord is on guard, 5, He surrounds and defends all who fear Him, 6, taste and see that the Lord is good, 7, oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him.
Amen.
8, fear the Lord. 9, you godly people, for those who fear Him will have all they need. 10, and I think we could add one more, and that would be, and those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise His name.
That would be good scripture for you to meditate on today and truthfully all this week. With the Word of God as our guide, we can throw up our hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Instead of screaming on every twist and turn on our economic roller coasters or Thunder Mountain.
There you go, honey. The Lord always has an
answer. He will protect us.
Amen.
No matter how rocky, bumpy, scary the ride through life, your journey is. But you got to put your trust in Him.
The God of peace.
In His Word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to HaroldHerring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts. By the way, don't we have a special on Cyber Monday?
We do.
Better bring that up.
Thank you. Anybody, some of you may have Millionaire University.
But maybe you want it for a gift.
Yeah, 12 CDs, 2 books, incredible material.
Oh, yeah.
But you may want it as a gift. It sells for $159.95.
Mm.
But today, $19.95.
That includes shipping.
And that includes shipping. $19.95. Order as many as you want, but you got to do it today.
That's it, before midnight.
Go online, sow the seed, and put Millionaire University, $19.95. Well, till tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
Bye.